Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening to you. This is the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Delivery Ministry, Pastor Rupert, North Carolina, on November 14, 2021. We welcome you. We welcome you in the precious name of Jesus tonight. For each and every person that may call in, we praise you. Praise God. We bless you right now. In Jesus' name, we speak the blessings of God be upon you. In the precious name of Jesus. So we just thank and praise God for all that he is and what he's doing and what he's going to do. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we just got praise and glory for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Basically, in our right mind with the activities of our limb, because someone was here yesterday and not here today. And so, you know, so we just thank and praise God, give him thanks and praise for all things, because he said, but this is the will of God. And so I do thank and praise him for all things tonight. I really do give him praise, because if it was not for him, I would not even be here tonight. You know, so I thank him. And since I've done so great, why he just loved me so much, he gave me an opportunity in order to be able to praise him and get it right with him tonight. So we thank him, we praise him for each and every one right now. We thank him, we praise him for his mercy and his goodness in the name of Jesus. We just give him glory right now to each and every person. We just thank him. We thank him right now in the name of Jesus. 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 We give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we just give God praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We just thank and praise God for his mercy, for his goodness, just for being who he is. We pray for the nation as a whole. We just pray for peoples all over. We praise God. For his goodness and his mercy. And we just thank him. We just thank him each and every tonight. We pray for the world as a whole. We pray for the government. We pray for the White House. We pray for the president, the vice president, all of those in authority tonight. We pray for the Republican. We pray for the we just praise him and give him glory. We give him honor just for just being just who he is, you know, and I just thank and praise each and every person that, you know, it's time to really get serious with the Lord, you know, and get busy with the Father's business and what he has called each and every one of us out to do, you know, and we need to be faithful, we need to be committed to the call of God. We need to be just thankful for all that he is and what he's doing and what he's going to do. You know, so I thank and praise him tonight. I really do, because he is merciful to us, you know, and we glorify his name tonight, and we just thank and praise him, you know, just for all that he's doing. We give him glory, we give him praise, and we give him honor, because if it was not for him, we would not be here tonight. So we pray for, you know, we come against all the satanic attack that's going on in the world. We come against all the murdering spirit. We come against the lustful spirit. We come against your hatred spirit. We just come against every spirit that is not of God, and we tear it down right now in the spirit realm, and we break his power right now in the precious name of Jesus. And we just speak deliverance upon the lives of people. We also pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for people who don't have food to eat tonight, God, who don't have a place to stay, Father God. We just lift up people that's standing in need tonight, God. I lift up people tonight, Lord, who are going through a trial time, or they face being tested and tried, God. I pray for them tonight, God. I pray that you move on their behalf, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you open up doors that have been closed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that they would have an ear to hear and hear you speak to them, Father God, to when to step out, when to go, where to go, what to do, what not to do, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all of those, Lord, who send them need of whatever it is that they have on the altar and that you, in your divine will and purpose for them, God. I stand with them tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will give unto them, Father, and open up the door, open up the windows of heaven, and pour them out a blessing that won't be room enough to see, God. We speak, Lord God, healing and deliverance to the people in the hospitals and nursing homes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak right now, Father, for your mighty delivering power in the precious name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank and praise you, God, for just your mercy. We thank and praise you for your kindness. We just thank and praise you, God, just for all that you're doing, has done, will do, going to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank him, we praise you, Father, for mercy. We thank and praise you for kindness, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just pray, Father, today for all those who you are calling, truly called out, Father. God, to be your spokesman, to be your God, that they begin to preach and tell people the truth, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we'll call sin, sin, Father. We'll come against everything that is not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and Lord, I just come against, Lord God, where people are wanting you just for your hand. When you tell us in your word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything else be added, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the ministry. God, I thank you for the people that's really stepping out and stood out to help me, to be a blessing to me, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless them back 100-fold, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, in whatever direction you're telling me to take this ministry, whatever way you want me to go, I'm asking you to give me instruction, give me direction, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, whatever you want me to do, Father, however you want me to take it, Father God, if I'm in the wrong or something going on with me, Father, that I need correction, God, correct me, Father, so I can walk in your divine purpose and your divine will tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just praise you. We pray, God, for every city. We pray, God, for every town. We pray, God, for every little neighborhood. We pray your blessing upon these places, God. We pray your blessing upon the people, God. We pray, Father God, that those who stand in need of, like, food tonight, God, that you will open up the door, Father God, and even if they don't have a way to go, touch somebody's heart, Father God, who have transportation, somebody's heart who has the finances, God, whatever they stand in need of, God. And, Lord, I even call in, Father God, those people and those places, the connection, not only just in my life, but in the lives of other people, that, Lord God, they are the ones to take care of their need, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you have already spoken, you've already talked to them, Father. I ask you, Lord God, to stir them, to stir their spirit, Father, so they can walk in obedience to your will, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, and give them, God, clarity on who they have really called to, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord God, to shake the cold heart, God. We ask you, Lord God, to stir up the hearts and minds of people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, including me, God, that need to be stirred up, whatever it is, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray, God, for the brother that's that sent out, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, on the emails, according to about this ministry, Father, bless and bless and bless and bless his family, bless his ministry, bless his finances, God, bless with wisdom, revelation, knowledge, God, whatever you stand in need of, God, pour it out on him, God, let it be like a rain coming down on him in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, and everything that he's standing in need of, God, don't let there be any lack, God, raise up people, God, even people to call into his show, Father God, the one, Lord God, that call in that really wants to hear from you and they wants to go higher, hyped and deeper death in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just pray for all those ministry, Father God, that wants to give honor and glory to you, Father, and those people who wants to come on, God, and take it another realm. We come against the power of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, and we thank you and we praise you for your mercy. We thank and praise you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, God. Oh, we lift your name up tonight, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. We call unto you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, your mercy, let your mercy, Lord, you already in your mercy come upon us, Father, because, Lord God, it's nothing that we've done so great. Why your mercy, God, why you blesses us, God. Why you give us another chance, God, another opportunity, God. But, Lord, because of your mercy and your grace, Lord God, and your love, Father God. Oh, Father, we praise you tonight, Lord God. I honor you tonight, God. I give you all the glory to do your name, God. Oh, Father, I thank and I praise you, hallelujah, for another day and another opportunity. I thank you and I praise you for my daughter, God. I ask you to bless her, bless her, bless her, bless her, Lord God. And I thank you for the door that you opened up right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to stir that person up, that people up, or whoever it is, Father God, that, Lord God, that you has told to be that instrument in her life, Father God. And we come against the attack of the enemy that might come against their mind, Father God, or come against whatever it is that's speaking and saying, and we break the power of it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because no weapon that is formed is going to prosper. This is the heirs of the Son of God and his righteousness in the name of Jesus. And Father, you had already said that you were her Father, Father, that you're going to take care of every need, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray tonight, God, Lord, your divine will and your divine purpose to be right now in the name of Jesus. For all of those who standing, Lord God, with faith, God, believe in you, Father God, like I am, Father God. Lord, move on their behalf, Father God. Lord God, in the name, let them have the last laugh, God, for the enemy is laughing at them, Father God, because of the word, Father God, because of the righteousness, God. Even as I was hearing the Lord God today saying that the man was preaching and teaching, but because he's different, God, than what they were saying. I know, Lord God, what they had said about me and called me a mixed breed, Father God, because, Lord God, the way I believe, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know you got to come through, God. I'm trusting you to come through, God. When, how, I don't know, but I'm trusting you to come through for me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because it's for your name's sake, because I have given out your name's sake, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, Father God. We pray, Father God, for the school system, God. We pray, Father God, for protection, God, from the kindergarten, daycare, all the way up, Father, in the name of Jesus, and college, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that your protection be upon them, Father God. We come against anything the enemy is trying to set up to bring destruction, Father God. We ask you to let them get exposed and let them get exposed quickly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we just want to thank you, God. We praise you, God, for all that you are and what you're going to do, God. We thank you and we praise you, God, right now. On the jobs, God, wherever the enemy is stirring up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them be exposed and be stopped, Father God, before, Lord, any kind of destruction. We cover places in the blood of Jesus right now, God. And I know you're going to protect those that belong to you because your word says so, Father God. But, Lord, let us always be in tune and dwelling in the secret place of the abiding in the shadows of the Almighty, dwelling in the secret place, Father God. Let us not even come out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I know from what that is saying, Father God, that we will, Lord God, be protected, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, we honor you tonight, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. Lord, we ask you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to move tonight, Lord God, like a mighty wind, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bring about some changes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bring about your blessing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your divine purpose and your will be done tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to strengthen me and help me, Father God, because I know, like I know my name, Father God, that you have called me out, Father, for such a time as this, God. Lord God, I need your encouragement. I need your blessings. I need your help, God. I need you, Father God, to prove to me in a sense to the world, not to me, the Lord God, that your name and your stamp of approval is on this ministry tonight, Father God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I know you sees everything, you knows everything, Father. Lord God, we thank you, we praise you right now for all things in the precious name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you the glory, God. Lord, we pray for other countries, God. We pray for other leaders, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for those suffering, people that are being persecuted for the gospel's sake, God. I pray, Father God, that Lord be with them, Father God. I pray, Father God, for the warring angels to be with them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you to strengthen them in the inner man, God. Give them the grace. I know they have the grace. Let them reach out in the grace, God. The Lord to persevere, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let them be a true light. Help us to be a light, Father God. Help us to not to just look for you, but what we can get, God, and what we want from you, Father God. In the precious name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now. We praise you right now, God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father, we honor you. We glorify you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just ask you for mercy. We ask you for kindness. We ask you, Lord God, we need you tonight, God. Lord, we need you tonight in order, God, to persevere. There are many people struggling, Father God, trying to do what you have called them out to do, God. And there is not the support there, God. Not only just not the money there, but not the people there, Father God. Because people not want to hear the truth now, God. They just want to hear a word, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I call unto you, God. Let your Lord speak, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to speak. By your power, God. Oh, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, God. Oh, we thank you right now, Father. Oh, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, have your will and your way tonight, God. Lord, we just thank and we praise you for your mercy, God. We thank and we praise you, Father God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, God. Lord God, help us, strengthen us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, a lot of us are standing and believing you, God. I know you're going to move, God. I just don't know when and how you're going to move, God. But Lord, you say in your word, you let none of your children that believes in you come to shame, God. And you say you would do it because, Father, in the name of Jesus, you would do it because, Lord God, your name say, because we praise your name, we give your name, we talk about you, Father God, in the name. Don't let us give up, Father God, so we have no one else to turn to, Father, but you, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we thank and we praise you, God, for all you, what you're doing, Father God, what you have done, God. We thank you for the blessings and things that you continue to bless, God. We thank you for the doors, God. We're going to thank you for doors, even though we have not seen the door open, but we know it's already open because of what your words say, God. We're going to thank you for the manifestation of it, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every connection, Father, because you have to use people to bring forth your blessing into our lives, just as you use us, Father God. So, Lord, we know you are faithful, but we know sometimes people are not. So stir them up in the name of Jesus. Stir them up, God. Don't let them rest until they come and take care of the need, Father. You are looking for help. The field is fight, but the labors are few. And, Father, we thank you and we praise you right now for all that you're doing and going to do. And, Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. So I thank and praise God tonight for being faithful to the Lord. And I know God sees my faithfulness, and that's what's more important. He sees that I want to do it, I'm going to do it in spite of, and that's to encourage others. You know, you may not always have the help. I was told once before when I first started the ministry, sometimes you have to go alone. I didn't know what they meant at the time because I'm always thinking that just because I would try to do right or try to be there for people, I was thinking at the time that that's the way everybody should be. But as you live and you learn, that is not so, because what you may do right, somebody else may not. And so your trust really have to be in Christ Jesus. Because one thing I keep telling people, if any of us get out of trust, so confidence in man, God will allow man to fail, or mankind, I'm talking about, to fail us so that we can learn to put our trust back in God. And this is why I tell people, with me, I don't get mad or upset with people because they don't do. I don't even try to think of it, because that means that I feel like they're my source. God is my source. And God always got somebody that will hear him and do what he say do. And when he make a promise, I was telling somebody today, when God make a promise, now he may not always tell us when or what or what he's going to do, but God will not fail us. A lot of times we fail because we're dialing back and forth and we're not truly trusting him like we're supposed to. And I know it has to come a place of learning to trust the Lord, because a lot of times, one thing I do, because I'll be honest with people, sometimes you think God's going to come left and he come right. You know, so he won't allow us to put him in a box. He will not allow us. He will not be dictated by any of us. And one thing is, with the Lord, he said without faith it's impossible to please him. You know, I have to go back and I tell people my testimony. They don't want to hear. But even when I was going through and in need, I was in the world. I always say in the world. When I was in the world, I wasn't on the wall, but I was always in, because everything was due. Everything. Didn't know where I was going to get nothing from. Nothing at all. And praying to the Lord in my heart, you know, about I need this, I need that, I need finance, I need this. And when what came out through this individual, said, God said, you don't need no money. I know it had to be God, because I hadn't said that to anyone. I said it in my heart. You know, in the natural, we use the scripture by he supply all of our needs, according to Philippians 4:13, I think it is, all of our needs according to his rich and glory by Christ Jesus. Sometimes we take scripture out of context, and we're not reading. When Paul was telling the people that, they were sowing in his ministry, and he was telling them that God would supply need. Because in the natural, there was a need there. But God don't see what we circumstances we're in as a need. He sees the opportunity for him to show us he's God. It's an opportunity for him to show us that he can touch people's heart, that he do have some people that he can trust. I remember this prophet from Connecticut had told me one time, he said, sister, he said, anytime there is a need when you belong to Christ, it's the opportunity God allows it for him to for us to trust him, for him to show us that he's God in our life, you know. And I took him at his word, and that's one thing that I did when the Lord had people telling me stuff, and I didn't, especially true men and women of God, I always call them real prophets. These people are just prophets, and I don't really say that about them. But I was learning his ways, because the people around me were telling me, but God won't let you, he won't let you go through this, that, and the other. And I did tell the Lord, I mean, you know, I'm just real. I told the Lord, I love his people. I don't want what they got. I don't even want the Holy Ghost they got. Get me out around them. Because I want to learn how to stand. I want to learn how to trust God. And God did that for me. And this is why a lot of times people get upset and mad at me, because they're trying to tell me in the natural, but yeah, but this, that, and other. If that's what you want to think, and it's contrary to scripture, then you think that I'm not thinking that way. I'm not going to be sitting down mourning. But what I was going to talk tonight about was trust. Trust. You know, that's a word we use casually, but a lot of times we'll trust people. More we trust the one that create us. If they tell us something, even though they have disappointed us 100 times, we still believe this time they're going to do it. But the one who made us and created him, us, he says something in the word, and the word has never failed way over 2,000 years ago, but we still would not believe it. And not understanding the breath in your body, he gave it to you. He gave it to you, he created your body. When you sit down and think about your body and the different things, how it's made and created and how it works, you know it has to be a God. It has to be a God. And so he has to be real. But trust, the word trust, means confidence. Confidence. It's not wavering back and forth, because the Bible tells us, even in the book of James, you know, a wavering-minded person, you would fluctuate. We fluctuate. We're up and down. One minute we believe God will do it, the next minute, well, I don't know, because, you know, sometimes people, and I really do have to tell people, you know, sometimes people, you just need to shut up, you know. People, he got a lot of people that will obey him. Will do what he say. I'm going to read that scripture, James 1, sixth verse. But let him ask in faith. Faith is not what you see. It's not a mental essential. I know that I know, like I know my name. I know that it's already done. He's going to do it. I don't have to see it to know that. That's what faith is. You know, we always say about Hebrew 11 and 1, by faith is the substance, thing hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Your faith is the evidence. Your trust in God, your confidence in God. Let me just go ahead on and finish reading that definition, then I go back to that scripture. But it's reliance, a resting of the mind, of the integrity, veracity, justice, friendship, of other sound principle of another person, which we talk about God. You know, well, Jesus, but they wanted the same. It's a special reliance on a supposed honesty. We know the devil is the one that lies, so why would we believe anything that's contrary to the word? This is why you have to know the word. You have to know logo, and he can be revelation. A lot of people are waving back and forth because they don't know the word. They don't stand the word. Or even they try to change it. But he say, commit to the care of your life. Once we accept Christ as Savior, we really supposed to commit our life. Now, Lord, it's your will. You know, whatever you do, however you do, I'm going to trust you with it. I'm going to trust whatever come at me, you allow me, because you said all things work together for good of those that love the Lord and call them according to his purpose. Lord, I don't see how this is going to work, but guess what? I'm not wiser than you. You're more wiser than what I am. But if you allow it to happen, whatever it is, then it got to work to my good. And then whatever weapon that the enemy is trying to start against me, you said no weapon. When I am a true believer, no weapon that's formed. You didn't say it would not be formed. No weapon formed against us going to profit. This is the heritage of the Son of God. We're the sons of God and his righteousness. So it can't work. And see, but the thing that a lot of Christians, where did you, it shouldn't happen. Look here, study your word. Study your word. Somebody cuts me out right now, and he didn't stop him. It's going to work to my good. It may not feel good. Whatever it is, it may come to my rescue. But yeah, but you have to trust. And then one thing I write now, trust your maker with yourself and all your concerns. Trust him. Because he knows all about it. It's nothing. I was telling somebody today, I believe it was. But I'm telling ain't nothing happened that he ain't already know gonna happen. I don't care. If I stump my toe tomorrow, he already knew that. He could warn me and say, okay, Ruth, watch when you go out the door. But if he don't, it's not that he didn't know it and didn't see it. I really don't understand sometimes the way people be thinking. They think there's something wrong with me. But I was sitting here today listening to a video, and this guy was talking about it, and it reminded me of me. I remind him. I mean, let me back up. But it would remind me of him. He said people call him, say he's strange or he's something wrong with him. But they call me a mixed breed because I don't believe like they believe. The average Christian think I'm wrong in the way I'm looking at Scripture. But I look at them by being unhappy and worried about this and worried about that and why God ain't this and this don't make sense. I don't use those terminology. I said what the words say. Because that's what I have fed in me when I was going through H and hot water. Yes, I'm going through now, but I have grown some that I can go through it better. But I'm going to go back to the scripture, but it says, let him ask in faith and nothing wavering, going back and forth, fluctuating up and down. But he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Well, that basically means this particular person up and down, however the wind blow, however the circumstance, or however it change, and this is why I tell people, belief can change with the circumstance, but you got to get to the point, I know God's going to do it, I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't try to figure that out. So basically when a person gets to that point, you're not waving back and forth because it don't happen this minute or the next minute or the next day or the next week or the next month. Those people that get upset with that, they're really not trusting in God. And they don't know they're hindering their own self from being blessed. It ain't him. It ain't the devil. I'm so tired of people promoting the devil and talking about the devil all the time. Talk about Jesus. What Jesus do instead of what the devil do. Because the devil is only doing what he's assigned to. If God can get his people to obey him like the people obey the devil, we'll take over some. His kingdom will be established. But it say, for let not that man, this is what that scripture says, thinks, let that the man thinks that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So if I'm waving back and forth, oh, I don't know, maybe this person, they didn't do this and they didn't do that. They are not your God. They're not the one that made you the promise. He made the promise. Even if you read in the word, or if he had somebody to give you the word, so he said it in his word. That's why you got to know the word. So when anybody's saying something contrary to the word, sometimes you just look at them, ain't no sense to try to explain nothing to them. at all. But he said, let not that man think that he's getting anything of the Lord. This is what he called that. He called him double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you hear Christians say this, well, I'm just waiting with that, but I'm a stable person. Well, I'm going to call you a liar because the Bible says if you double-minded, you are unstable in all of your ways. One thing I want to say what the Lord has told me to way back, stick to the word, stick to the word, stick to the word. This is why people get angry with me because they'll say something which is contrary to the word. And I tell them, I don't know all of that Bible, but I know the one that inspired it. If you're saying something contrary to the word of God, I'm not going to agree with you. I'm going to tell you that's not what the word says. But that's what I think. It's not about what you think. It's what you know in your heart, what the Holy Ghost is telling you. And that's what's going to make you stable. That's what's going to make you stable. This is why people don't understand a lot of times when things are going on and this thing, why I'm not jumping and cutting clips and all of it, because all this thing that the Lord kept me through from way back up until now, I kept my trust in God, even though I didn't know what he's going to do. A lot of time I didn't have or whatever it is. But I don't know, I just had this thing, some kind of way he's going to make a way. Some kind of way I could see even the little things that he was doing. And I remember this minister, which, you know, they talk a lot of junk about him, and I guess he was out there, what you call him, people out of stuff. But anyway, he sent me a prophecy one time. He said, sister, he said, the Lord is saying whatever he's seen, it'll be sufficient. I said to myself, I said, sufficient? I said, oh, Lord, you trying to tell me if you're sitting in a, now this is what, exactly what come after, you trying to tell me if you're sitting in a piece of bread, it's going to be enough. But what I did, even with that, when reason I didn't complain a whole lot even back during that time, whatever the Lord allowed to come in, I thanked him for it. You know, I thanked him for what's going on, you know, and how the Lord had us done, and then the Lord ended up having several people going buying groceries, because I wasn't going to ask them to do it at all. But I would not doubt what Scripture say. I would not doubt what God had real prophecy, even when they got on me. It's not that I was doing anything, but the Lord was trying to show me, I got to stay ahead with you to keep you from, because I know he knows everything. And he knew that I wasn't going to go back on the street, but he knew that there was going to be Christians, a church boy, whatever you want to call them, going to try to tell me, well, you know, you need to try to depend on yourself. And, you know, if you take one step, got to take two, and you go and you do this and you do that. And he did not want me to be led by people and what they said unless he told me what to do. But like I said, doubting, let me get a definition one. Doubting means to waver, fluctuate in opinion, to be hesitant, to be in suspense, to be in uncertainty, respecting the truth of facts, to be undetermined, you know, well, I don't know whether God's going to do it or not. That's the same thing as doubting. This is why we have to look up the words to know. You know, people say, doubting, well, yeah, but I'm not doubting. I believe he's going to do it. But then we'll turn around and we'll be hesitant, but I don't know. And it's still the same thing. This is why we have to know the Scripture. We have to know what the Scriptures say. But the Bible tells us, first of all, like I say, to be stable, mind in the things that we believe in God for and waiting for. And, you know, and Lord, I'm just going to have to trust you. And this is something I told the Lord. Now, you know, to each and every person, you know what you can be faithful with God with. I want God to help you or whatever, you know, whatever. Because, you know, you don't make a vow and don't keep it. But I had told the Lord, I'm going to trust you, even if I have to fall down and trust you. Because I'd rather fall down and trust you than to start doubting you, even at the end. But the Lord carried me to those points. But I thank God. Now, I'm not saying on the inside I wasn't shaking. That's why I pray for people in a man to be strengthened. But I refuse to allow anyone to see me, and especially you, see me, you know, with my head down and doubting the word. Because people don't know the Bible says to be light and salt. It be light and salt. And what people don't understand, your action, your attitude around unbelievers really can either make them or break them. And people say, well, they ain't got them been listening. They ain't got them been what's going on. But the Bible tells to be light and be salt, not just be talk. This is why right now with me, somebody want to come and talk all that noise and you and they were this, were that, but then I'm seeing them when they go through screaming and hollering. I would tell them, you need to shut up. You really need to shut up. Because you telling me something you won't even do. Because look how you cutting flips. Look how you question God. I got it's a lot of people now that I know, even when I was on the other show, God done told them, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to do this. They want to call in every night to see God give a word about that blessing. And sometimes people tell them, well, the Lord said if you pray more, if you just praise him. They won't even do that. They think they're going to get somebody else to pray and it's going to happen. But one thing I want to teach and say this, however God say he's going to do something, when he's going to say what he required of you to do, that's what we're going to have to do. That's what the person, if you want to see God bless. It's just like going to a doctor. Doctor give you medicine for whatever it is and tell you, okay, if you take this medicine, you know, you're going to be, it's going to make you well. And I choose not to take it and stay sick. 9 to 19, if I go back to him, he's not giving me any more medicine because he's going to ask me why you haven't taken the medicines I gave you. So the same thing, the scripture, the word of God is your medicine. It's the promises of God. His word is true. His word is faithful. His word has not failed. The only thing have failed, people have failed God. So they fail God, and so what happened is, by them failing God, they got other people thinking, is God the one that failed? No, you didn't do what you're supposed to do. And that's going back, just like if I go and go and buy some on time, sign a contract, and I don't pay the people. The people come back and get their stuff, and then I'm going to get mad with the, not me, but anybody, get mad with the people because they come back. No, I broke the contract. I broke it. And this is the same way with God. People can get about the amnesia. They have amnesia about what they done promised God. And I'm reminded of something when I used to go to Brother Jenkins' meeting, and there was a lot of time with people. He called them out, and they had was in jail or whatever they was in at the time, and he had this way about him. He had a way he look at you. But anyway, he would say, do you remember the promise you made God when you were sitting in jail? And they look at him crazy. But, you know, and if he said it, he see it. So they said, well, yeah, and you told God you would do this if he get you out of it. They said, yeah, they said, then he tell them, this is why you're in the shape you're in because you didn't keep your promise to God. So that's why I learned something from that. I learned not to be making quick promises. And you hear me say this, it's the Lord's will, because we are really, you're supposed to say that. It's the Lord's will. And sometimes I had saints say to me, well, he will. I said, if he will, especially if, you know, if I'm a minister or whatever I'm doing or be there. And they said, well, he sees the will. I said, I still say, if it's his will, you see me. If you don't see me, it's not his will. See, I'm being honest with them. But they're not with the Bible. They know the Bible. They preach the Bible. But they don't do what the Bible say do. Okay, the next one I'm going to talk about what the Bible tells us, don't put your trust in man. Mankind could be you or me or whoever it is. But the Bible said, thus said Jeremiah 17 chapter 5th verse, said, thus said the Lord, curse, I mean in bondage, is the man, a person, that trusted in man and make flesh his arm. And I got, what happened in my Bible, I got a dark blue in there, so that's why I'm stammering with it. And whose heart has departed from the Lord. Okay, if I trust in me, okay, and say, but I'm going to do this, do that, and do the other, I'm already putting myself in bondage, because one thing about God, he will allow you to fail, to show you. And your heart has already left God. A lot of times people say, excuse me, say, no, I love the Lord. Scripture say, anytime a person trusts in mankind, I don't care who, I don't care if it's your job, I don't care if it's another person. And another thing, let me just say this, it could be somebody who have always been there for you. But God is a jealous God. And so what God will do, to get our trust out of that individual or those people, he will have them to fail us, even to the point that sometimes I haven't had them talk smart. He'll use them to say whatever he know they're going to draw us away from, so he wants us to trust him. It's not mean that he's not going to use them, But he wants to the point. And if they don't do it, we don't be getting mad. And, well, you know, they, I did this for them and I did this that. But the point of it is, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. So anytime we do anything, and this is why I've always said and taught, always thank God first, because if I do anything, because it's the God in me. Even if I don't get thanks. Because like I tell people, a lot of people do let the devil use them. I pray I don't. But the devil can use you. But if you're doing good for anybody, that's God in you, because it's him doing it. But the Bible said, 17:6, but he shall be just, for this person that trusts him in man and trusts in blood, but he should be like a heath, that's a plant, in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the dry places. Why? Because he trusts in a man. God is still maybe providing, but not giving him what he wants. But since he's so trusting in himself and trusting mankind, he can't even see the good that God even doing. God may just have somebody in the street go walk up and give them whatever. Because they want the big thing. They'll ignore the little thing. And that's what he's saying about this kind of person, be like a heat or a plant that's in the desert. You know, can't even see when good's coming. Okay, the scriptures say, let me see, get down here further. We put it up on the light. Sorry about that. But he should be like a heath in the desert and shall not see go to come. Cometh, but shall inhabit posh places in the wilderness, but in the land not inhabited. He said, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and who hope the Lord is. That person is joyful. They're happy because they're trusting God. They don't see the way. They don't know how he's going to do it. But because they trust in that person, They know that he's going to do it. Just like we, there are some people in the natural, we have trust and can trust in it. When we do, we don't step and worry about, I wonder if they're going to do it. They done made a promise. If we do it like that, we don't trust them anyway. So why not trust the one that created us? Because faith is not seeing it. Because the Bible says, what you see, your circumstance, my circumstance, or whoever's circumstance, is temporary. What we see not is eternal. The word of God is eternal. Whatever he said, he's going to do it. He tells us, don't trust. Trust man. And I'm going to skip down. No, I'm going to go down here further. But he shall be this person that trusts in the Lord, who hope is in God. And hope is, oh, I'm expectation. Not maybe he will, maybe he won't. That's the wrong hope. The hope I'm talking about is the hope. Yeah, just like when a mother expecting a baby, you ain't hoping that baby going to come out. You know the baby going to come out. When the right time comes, okay, he said, for he should be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river. This is the person that trusts God, and shall not see when heat come. They go, now pay attention to the hard time, the trouble, whatever it is. He said, but her leaves shall be green, and shall not be kept in the year of drought, neither shall she from eating fruit, no matter what. That particular person that trusts in God, totally and completely, they are going to see, even in the dry area where somebody else is not seeing, they're going to see little things that God is doing. Sometimes he may do big things. Sometimes he may do little things. But they're going to give him praise and thanks for any of the things that he does, because they know that it got to be him. They're not going to just be, I'm going to thank you for the big thing. I'm not going to thank you for the little thing, because he could have gave me. He don't have to give you anything. Because we don't give him enough, but because of his love and his mercy. But this is what the Bible says. For the heart, this everybody, is deceitful, crooked, is polluted, is fraudulent, above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only God can know the heart. This is why I tell people, I don't care who the people is, what it is, the Bible says, unless God is working in the person's heart, they're wicked. They can do good sometimes, and sometimes they won't. People, but they got a good heart. No, they don't. The scriptures say this. Now, even Jesus, he said, the Father is the only one got a good heart. This is why you hear me say, I don't say, but that's a good-hearted person. I try my best not to say that, because I'd be lying, because the scriptures say only the Father got a good heart. Any of us, if God don't work in our heart, because what we may not call a bad or what's called, but he will. And it's what he says that counts. But he said, for the Lord, this is what God doing. I, the Lord, searches your heart. I try the reins, which is basically the mind, basically, to give to every man according to his ways and according to the fruit he's doing. This is what we have to understand about ourselves and about other people. I don't care how much we don't want God to bring judgment against people or whatever it is. It ain't going to work because he's going to do what he has to do anyway. I had a bad thing I used to do. I used to tell the Lord when people come against me, when, in my heart, I don't say it out, Lord, do it, have mercy, Lord. Lord, don't do it, Lord. If real true prophets would have picked up on in my heart, because I wouldn't say in my mouth, see, God said, don't you even dare, because he's going to do what he got to do. God has to honor his word. That's all he's doing is honoring his word. Where you or I may see, well, I don't think it's so bad and not hurting me. Because that's another thing. I remember, Lord, because even when I was a sinner, I didn't know this until I got saved. And I remember one night over there in Lee's apartment when the Lord had said that there was many people that came against me that had died. Said, but there was going to be more if they didn't ask forgiveness. I'm saying to myself now, I ain't been saved that long, but he has to been talking about when I was in the world. So he hasn't been talking about that. And that's why I tell people, you know, you be careful. Don't care how people treat you. Because we don't all really know who belong to God, even just because they ain't in church or got saved yet. But it may be somebody here that possessing to come in. You know, so we have to be careful how we judge something. Be rightly judged. And like I tell people, if the Bible says something wrong, I call it wrong. But I'm not going to be doing wrong myself intentionally and then jumping on somebody else's neck. I don't play hypocrite. I know there are things in the Bible that we don't know yet. I know that. So I'm not talking about that. That's what I know. Say, for instance, hypothetically, if I'm getting on somebody else by the line and I'm lying, no, I'm judging then. I'm trying to say God's going to do something to them, but he's going to do something to me. Or like I was talking to a sister today, and she was talking about a situation with what people sat there doing, this, that, and the other, and she told me, you know, that she know people. But see, the thing of it is, like I told her, God sees sin is sin. It doesn't make any difference how you do what you do. He called it sin. I said, God don't see like religious people and church people see. He called it sin, so you can't come against one thing and don't come against another. If you was out there doing a person, this particular person, out there you were doing this, that, and the other, may not have been doing what this other person done, but the Bible called it sin. He said the wages of sin, the pay is death. So you ain't going to help me either until you get it right. So this brings us into the place to stop judging sin, because the Bible tells us, and this is what I told her, and this is one thing. Anytime any of us do anything that contradicts Scripture, our heart has already left God. It doesn't make any difference what it is. It doesn't make any difference what it is. And a lot of times, like I said, a lot of times people can say, well, good morning, Sister Ruth, say it in a hateful way. And God will see that thing as they say it in a hateful way. He's seeing it that their heart is not right. Their heart is not right. They said good morning, but they said it in a hateful term. So basically going back, it's the heart that God was coming. This is why I don't sit and judge people. This is why I don't sit and point my finger at people. Now, if God tell me, I'm reaching out getting some, if God tell me the only way that I would go and get on prayer, I don't get on sinners anyway. The only way I would do that, God got to tell me, but you better believe I'm going to be walking upright. I'm going to be walking straight. I'm going to be walking straight according to his standard, not according to mine. I don't walk in my own righteousness. But God wants us to get to a place like I said, I'm talking about total trust in the Lord. Total trust. And even before the Lord had me bringing this tonight, I've been going through a trial of testing, a trial of my faith being stretched and testing. And I know the enemy thought it was something else, this, that, and another, but it was a trial of my testing. Yes, the enemy was trying to hinder the work of God. But see, well, one thing what people don't know, and this came over a period of time of learning the Lord, I didn't learn this overnight. It doesn't make any difference how much I say, oh, I got this faith for this, that, and other. Your faith always go through the fire. And a lot of things, when things are not happening or things you're not getting things, it's because God is taking you through a test of faith. And, you know, like the man of God told me, he says, it's because of the miraculous thing God want to have you operating in. You got to purify your faith some more for the greater things. You cannot believe God just because the word said. But you got to walk in. God got to give you that authority, that power. He has to give it to you. I can't pray for it. I can't have nobody lay hands on me for it. But I got to go through. Completely through. Without complaining, without trusting. And then the Lord, okay, said, now, my daughter, now, my sister, whatever you want to call me, you have passed my test. And you have come. Now I'm getting ready to promote you or elevate you. And I'm getting ready to give you authority over the power of the enemy. I had to tell a lady recently, you know, she said, we all got power. She said, that's a lie. I said, let me tell you one thing. You can't have power if you're walking in the flesh. You can't have power if you can believe God to do this, but you can't believe him to do that. You got to believe that he can do all things, and you got to be a thing in your heart. But you got to believe. But like I said, you know, when I was reading a few minutes ago, coming from Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, 5th verse, by don't put your trust in man, and that's meaning yourself, because your heart has already left God. And I do know a lot of people, a lot of Christians, church school, let me try to rephrase that. But anyway, a lot of church people, they say they trust God. But every way they can to help God bring their, you know, promise to pass, they are doing that. But see, they're already putting themselves in bondage, because that's what I mean by being upon the curse in this particular verse. It's because what they're doing is, because they're saying they trust God, but they're not. But the Bible says their heart has already departed from God. We have to stick with the scripture. This is why I keep telling people with me, anytime I'm coming from the word of God. I'm coming from the revelation he gave me. I'm saying, I don't care if it's me. If I come to a place like that and I don't just like the situation I was going through, you know, about what I was going through and I told about that, if I had a win, I'd like some of those people giving me the, you know, the what's coming to do this, to do that, and do the other. Okay, and I know what God has already said to me. If I had done that, first of all, God was going to allow me to fail, first of all, because I didn't wait on him. And then my heart has already left God, because why? I wasn't trusting him to do it. I had to go do it. And this is why I refuse to make a move. This is why I refuse to do when something wasn't bear with the prescription. But the Lord warned us, okay, to come to a place that we got the total trust. And sometimes that requires sitting looking stupid to people. That's what people say. Like I said before, when they call me a mixed breed, you know, because why they say, well, you ought to do this and you got this place to this. And first of all, like I tell people, I'm not stupid. I know about a whole lot of places because I read a lot. I be on a computer a lot. But God hadn't told me to do anything. God had not told me to do anything. You know, so we have to learn, and that's why I was, you know, was telling this testimony recently about the rent thing and how the Lord had said and how it ended up. All in many months, and that money is still in my bank account because I choose not to stick my hand into God's business. See, when God had said he going to bless me, those words came to pass that was told. Came to pass. Okay, the next one I'm going to go to is don't trust in your own righteousness. Ezekiel 32nd chapter. Sometimes, a lot of times what I see with I don't want to say church school, I don't want to say believers, I'm going to say people that name the name of Christ or whatever you want to call them, they think and praise and say what's talking about, like their righteousness, what they this is that, what they that is that. See, and the Bible tells us, first of all, not to trust in your own right, because the Bible does tell us, and let me get to the scripture. I don't know whether it's the scripture about ways to have a righteousness like filthy rags or not. Let me see, 32:17, let me see what it says. Ezekiel, I hope I don't have the wrong scripture down here. It came to pass also in the 12th year and the 15th day of the month that the word of the Lord came unto me. It's about Ezekiel. Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down, even her, and the daughters of the famous nation, unto the nether part of the earth, with them that go down to the pit, whom does thou pass in beauty, go down and be thou laid with the uncircumcised, and they shall fall in the midst of them that are slain by the sword. She delivered unto the word, draw her and all her multitude. And basically, like I said, a lot of times what it is with the people, talking about the people, you know, they trust in their own righteousness. You know, I can only be righteous because of Christ working in me. And just like I said a few minutes ago, if it wasn't for Christ, every day, 24 hours a day, working in me, the devil would also cause my flesh to do something or say something, or my righteousness, but I'm right, you know, I'm this, that, and the other, but I'm only right because of the Christ that's in me. He is the one that makes me righteous. Because if he does not, then I will do just what the other do. I see a lot of people that name the name of Christ and the attitudes and things that people, you know, say, the things that people do, you know, what's called, and they think it's right, but it's not according to Scripture. That's why I said with me, I would have to go with Scriptures. With Scripture, oh, that's why I studied the Scriptures like I do. Well, yeah, it took me some years and years and years and staying in the Bible, staying in the Bible, staying in the Bible. And each level you grow, God give you a different revelation. You don't get the same revelation you got back 5 or 10 years ago. You get a different revelation of the Scripture. Because now your eyes are open more. Now you don't grow more. Now you don't apply the word to your life. Now you're trusting in him. You're not trusting your own mind, your own way of thinking. This is why I tell people a lot of times, I don't trust in my intelligence, in my intellect. And I know I'm not a dumb person. But I trust in the Spirit of God. I trust in the Holy Ghost in me. Because why? My mind, or anybody else, I can think what you want to think. Believe what you want to believe. And I've seen people, and I'm sure you all have too, have seen people that think that they're so right and be altogether wrong. But they almost died to that. So that's why the Bible was talked about. I'm trying to find a scripture. He's somebody, your righteousness, our righteousness, his people's righteousness, it's like Peter the rags. So no one has no business bragging on, well, I know I'm right. I know I do everything right. I know I this. I know him. That's pride also. That is pride. And the Bible tells us we're not supposed to put our trust in that. Our trust only in the Lord. That's what we're supposed to do. And there's a lot of other, but I'm going to read down here some of it, what's called, and the problem will get them chance. But there's a benefit for trusting the Lord. Okay, the first one is joy. Psalm 5 and 1. Okay. You know, a lot of people ask, I need you to pray for the joy of the Lord. I'm not doing that. Because if you're trusting in God, he said, I give you joy. I give you peace. But if you don't know how to keep it, as soon as something goes wrong, somebody say something to you or say something you don't like, now the joy of the left. Joy is not having joy just because you got everything going right or you got everything you want. The joy that you have is because of him, and you in him. Okay, the next one is deliverance. I said a lot about the body of Christ, God's people. They need deliverance. They don't even know they need deliverance. But see, if they had trust in him, according to Scripture, that is one of the benefits of trust. It's the Scripture. Okay, the next benefit of trust is triumph. That's in everything. Not in some things. So this is show me that a person is not triumphing something, you're not really trusting God. And a lot of times people say stuff, just like the cliches. I hear that a lot with people. And sometimes you just listen to them. No, it's a religious saying. It's a church thing saying. But let something happen. Let something happen. Okay, the next thing, God goodness will be with a person. You don't have to pray for that. You want to pray for another thing. Just trust God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and body. Especially, like I said, when things ain't going right and you ain't got a pot to even go to the bathroom in or use a commode, and you thinking you're praising God and you trusting God. What time? For that particular reason? Okay. You're praising God a lot. You're trusting God. You're not worried about that. I had somebody tell me while I was going through this thing with the roof and all the things. You know, they came by here. Well, you act like it didn't bother you. I said, I told you God gave me peace. So that meant he got it. And I said, when I prayed and asked the Lord to let these angels spread their wings over the roof and it didn't rain in here heaven no more, God telling me he with me. So why should I worry? You need to be trying to get a push on and look at me and take that for practice and start doing it yourself. But this is what I don't know whether I could have done that or not. Well, that tells you that your trust is not in God. That tells you you're not where you're supposed to be. Okay, the next thing is mercy. The benefit of his trust is mercy. Not only mercy for you, for, you know, he have mercy for you, but you have mercy for other people. I hear so many people, they don't have no mercy for people. They always have been up there, and God didn't have mercy on them. The God didn't give them time to get it right. They didn't take them time. And sometimes some of them still ain't right, because if it was, they wouldn't be doing like that. But those are some of the benefits. The next benefit is provision. And this is 37. I should have called out the rest of the script. But anyway, provision. If my trust is in God, I would have what I need. I may not have the overflow, because like I said, when you're going through the wilderness and learning to try to stand on the word, God ain't supposed to give you no overflow. You really ain't got no business praying for it, and people ain't got no business telling people, because they're not discerning. God is teaching them, taking that person through to teach, you know, teach them how to stand on the word. People ain't called people quote scripture, but they stand on the scripture. But like I said, all you got to do is catch them out of time. Catch them off guard in a sense. You don't have to look for it. You'll find out they're not standing on the word of God. But they're good at telling other people how to stand on the word of God. The next one, I said provision. Next one is blessing. It's a blessing in me to a joyful, happy state in their life because they trust in God. They're not worried about nothing. I have people call me, you know, most times, you know, as I say, they call me about this and call me about that and call me about the other, you know, because they're not standing on scripture. I said, first of all, God told me that because of the notes of my life, I will live and finish my work. So ain't nothing to happen to me anyway. I don't sit here and worry. I don't care what happened. I'm not going to sit here and worry. Because guess what? It can't touch me less than loud anyway. Then if it does, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. The next one is safety. It's talking about safety. Safety. If my trust is in God, I don't have to sit here. I had a sister tell me not too long ago that, well, she claimed somebody run by the house. Well, I don't believe that. But anyway, she got her gun and sent it to the door. You don't trust God to take care of you? You don't trust God to keep his word? But you say you are a believer? That is not a believer. Not a believer at all. There's somebody saying they're a believer. Because the Bible always tells you that the believer, you got angels around you walking over you. Yes, he tells you to be, you know, be sensitive to the spirit, but something that's shaking the world, you got something with a gun, you may miss it, and they shoot you. Then one of them, you know, wonder why the angels didn't protect, because you took within your own self, feel that they can't do it, you got to do it. And you send something negative, angels going to only move with the word of God. All this other stuff that people come out of their mouth and say the word 1 minute, next minute, they're saying something stupid. Well, I don't know this, or I don't know that. I'm talking about something they hadn't been talking about. But God is saying in this day and time, we better put all our trust in him. Because I'm telling you one thing, the people are going to have to learn is this. God knows whether we really trust him or not. And one thing that God will do, and they put them to death, I'm, like I told God, I'm tired of hearing that too. If I use me. Say for instance, during them times, what you call them, even now. If I went or gone somewhere and God never told me to go, and trust God would have people shut the door on me. Because this happened one time way back, and I listened to these church or whatever it was. And well, you know, he said, Ruth, you need to do this, Sister Ruth, you need to do it. God had gave me scripture. And I don't know, is this thing with me? And I said, it has to be the gift of God. Even then, in being a babe in the Lord, I understood scripture. He was telling me not to go. I was in the wall, with every beer. Now I'm listening to them because they've been in church. They preach, teach, prophesy, and all that stuff. And went, and the lady talked hateful to me. Why you didn't go to social service? I said, I don't know. Well, we can't help you then. I didn't get mad with that woman. I didn't get feel bad. I walked out. I laughed at myself. I said, I shouldn't have went because God told me in Scripture not to go. I obeyed another voice. I obeyed another, and I had been in the Lord for a season. This is why I'm telling people, you know, it takes years to really get it down pat. Because you can miss it. But he wants his people to begin to trust told him he had confidence in him, reliance on him, resting in him, in his integrity or his veracity or his justice, his friendship, and know that if he gave you a word and told you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, that's exactly what it meant. A lot of times in my life, that's why I tell people, when I am on here talking or whatever, it's because I walked it out. I'm not talking because somebody else walked it out, or either with the, in the Bible, it's in there, yeah, my life lined up with that. But I walked it out. So I know in my walking it out, I know what to dodge from, I know what to tell somebody else to dodge from, or not to do, or not to act, or not to this, or what's going to happen when you react this way or that way. That's why we all go through different things, to help to tell somebody else who don't know. Help to tell somebody else don't know. And make people realize, you know, like I was telling somebody last week, you know, I don't care what you start, whatever you start, and go through, I don't care whether it's a ministry, whether it's business, whatever, it's going to always be struggles. You're going to crawl before you walk. Yeah, they started coming binding it. It was said the wrong thing to me, but anyway, binding them. No, you can bind up all you want to. There are some things that God's going to allow. Because you have to have those tests, you have to have those trials. The enemy has to come against you. He will never say persevere. He will never say fight the good fight of faith. He will never say any of those things. Without faith, it's impossible. Please me. If it was not going to be something that you would have to come against. The word of God is also saying, the weapon of our warfare is not calm, but might of God for putting on a stronghold. So what is that telling people? That's what I said. Don't play with me with that word, because you don't know what you're talking about. I don't know all that word. But when you thinking you're going to tell me that whatever you're getting ready to do or whatever you're getting ready to go through, it's going to be smooth sailing, I know you ain't in touch with God. Because the devil ain't going to let nobody, get the blessing easy, get the anointing easy, or nothing. That is his job. That's why God gave all those different things, put on the whole armor of God, put on the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, because he's telling us there's going to be spiritual warfare. Once you come into Christ, you come into an army to fight against another kingdom. It's not but two kingdoms. And it just really boggled my mind to hear people think that, you know, but the devil ain't got nothing to do. The devil ain't got nothing to do. And I was telling a lady here the other day, what you call him? Because every time she calls him, you know, the devil, he told him, sick and hearing about the devil. Lift up the name of Jesus. What is Jesus doing? You testify about the devil all the time, and you wonder why you're having trouble. Because you're testifying about him. But you're saying you're walking in another level and another calling, but you're not, because it's him that you tell us. It's him that you're preaching about. But it's Jesus that we need to. He said, lift me up and I do the growing. Lift me up. Talk about me. That's why I talk about the Lord all the time. I really not interested in talking about a whole lot of other stuff. I don't really, unless it's something for me to pray about, because why? It weakens you. It really weakened you when you get ready to go through stuff. But we thank and praise the Lord for that. I'm going to have to, because of the sake of time, I can't get to all what need to on that trust. But the Lord been really dealing with me about that. And because of even the things that I was dealing with and been dealing with, a lot of stuff, but my faith was being tested. My faith was being tested. See, a lot of times people think when they be like that, it's the devil holding up some, God holding up some, and what's going on. Let me tell you one thing. God's got a timing, a due timing. And I don't care who pray, who say this, or who do whatever, but that particular person, if that's not God's season time, God ain't doing that. And I'm telling people what I done walked out and was in a state. I mean, really in a state. Everybody praying. But they was being calm-minded because they didn't know the ways of God. And they thought if they prayed, they're going to make God change his mind. But he knew the work that he was doing in me for such a time as this. And that's what he's doing in a whole lot of his people. And God is saying his people need to start discerning from the Spirit of God what he's doing not only in their lives, but in the lives of other people too. And it's something they're praying and speaking before time. And God is not going to come and do it. And some people, like I say, they have not discerned, they realize, like I tell people, yeah, sometimes some things that God waits for years to do. He may tell a person something 10 years ago, but it's not to happen until maybe 10, 15 years later. So prophecy is past, present, future. It's past, and that's why a lot of time with people, when they prophesy, sometimes they don't understand what they see or what's coming, but it could be somewhere way down the line. Because there is a work that has to be done in each individual. Prove them for the calling and the testing in their life by going through tests and trials, and the faith has to be go through the fire. And then God said, after a certain time of going through whatever he done set aside, then he say, okay, now you are my this, you are my whatever the office is or whatever it is. Then God will say that. Not me, not man. But God would say, okay, now you're my son. So although all these things is in there already, but they had to go through the fire. Because people's spirit man had to be trained. They don't have to be trained to preach, teach, or prophesy, or whatever, but the spirit, because the spirit man had been out there with the devil, so doing whatever they want to do whenever they get ready. But that can't happen in the kingdom of God. Because if it is, they're going to rail struggle. They're going to have a breakdown. Something's going to happen. But they're not trusting in God. They're trusting in itself. They're trusting in their own self. So, but we got to trust in him and him alone. That's why I say by taking me through the things he did, it taught me to trust in the spirit of God. That's why I tell people a lot of times, my spirit man lets me know this, that, and the other. Because I know anything else can just blank out. What it want to. But we thank and praise God. I pray the blessings of God and thank each and every person that has called in tonight. You know, and I thank God and I pray the blessings of God be upon them. I pray God divine purpose and will be done in the name of Jesus for each and every purpose. The God purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The God purpose for each and every person be done in the name of Jesus. And that God supply every need that he see fit at this season and time, because there are season and time. Let me just say this. That season and time, there's certain needs supposed to come up. I mean, certain blessings. They both come in that season. Every blessing is not going to come in and overflow in that particular season. How do I know? Because of time, because of experience, because of whatever it is. Some things that God has said way back. And what I'm going to walk in, I'm beginning to walk in some of it now. But I had to go through and had to, you know, wait on him, his season, his timing. He got to do timing and do season for everybody. For everybody. Some people, he do it right off. Most times, those who got a greater anointing on their life and a greater calling, they have to go through longer than other people. Because they got to really be to a place that whenever God gives them a responsibility to bless them, they be stable in the relationship. They won't get bumped off with everything. Everything, they won't be, you know, after everything. I mean, they abide in their own calling. That's what they do. We thank God for each and every person. I pray the blessing of God upon you in the name of Jesus. And we're going to say bless you and good night until another time. And thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed night.